Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hello.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am a contemporary romance and women's fiction author. My 14th book is coming out on March 2nd. My third book has been optioned for TV and film, and we'll have to see, you know, fingers crossed that it really makes it onto the screen. I have two kids and a husband. We've been married for 15 years, and I live in Scottsdale, Arizona, amongst all the rattlesnakes and all the cacti. And yeah, that's about it.
Sounds good. I'm so excited to chat with you. So talk to us about your writing journey. When did you get started? Like, were you always a writer, always wanted to be a writer, and then just took the plunge? Or was it something you just like later in life, you know, adopted?
Well, I just always really loved reading as a kid. And so in the fifth grade, I wrote my first short story. Mm-hmm. And then after I'd had my second kid, I had like a super vivid dream, and this was in 2014. And I woke up in the morning and I just wrote down everything I could remember. And then the next year I published it. It became my first book.
Oh my gosh. Love this. Yeah. And so one of your books went viral. Talk to us about the whole process of virality. it's become more and more common, but it's still like pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Well, it was like, when was that? So that was almost 2 years ago. It was like April 1st, 2nd of 2021. So I have a book, my third book, Our Finest Hour, that literally starts with the words April Fools. And I was like, well, it's April 1st, so let's just make a quick video and put it up. And, you know, at the time I was like getting like absolutely no views. And so I was like, kind of like being negative. And I was like, well, it doesn't matter because, you know, nobody's going to see it anyway. So who cares? Just make this video and just put it up there. And I did. And then when I went to bed that night, it had like 100 views. And I told my husband, I said, I just wonder if the universe is trying to tell me that there's something else I'm supposed to be doing in life. Mm-hmm. And then I woke up on Friday morning and it was going viral. And I was like, what? Well, I think the universe is telling me, no, you're supposed to be a writer, at least for a little longer. This is where you're supposed to be. And so it just went from there.
That's great. That's amazing. I love it when you ask the universe for signs. And like, sometimes we're just like, we have expectations, we have timelines, we have like ideas of like, this is how it should work. And then the reality is the universe is like, gives you the curve, like, no. You're wrong. I got you.
I got this. Yeah.
Yeah. And so obviously that's been like an amazing, you know, process. And then getting TV film rights, you know, like it's a whole different ball game. Like it's
so different. It's really, it's one of those things where it's like, hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
You know, like it gets the options were purchased and then it's like, okay, now wait and see, you know, like fingers crossed, we'll see. It might never happen or it might. So I always say that I'm just approaching it with cautious optimism.
Yeah.
You know?
Awesome. And so this week you're releasing the least amount of awful. So tell us the elevator pitch. What is it all about?
You know, what's so funny is like, I can write, it's a 410 page book. And then you ask for an elevator pitch and I'm like, you know,
I wrote nothing.
It's so funny. So basically what we have is a late 20s female girl. She she kind of gets like this fire lit under her, so to speak. And she decides that it's finally time to face her estranged father, work out her daddy issues, or she's not going to be able to move forward in life. And so at that same time, he gets hurt on, he's a construction worker. He owns a construction company, and he gets hurt on the job pretty badly. So she's like, well, again, here's the universe. Like, it's time for me to go and really face him. He's in the hospital now, and it's, you know, a good time. So she goes to this small town where he lives. And when he's in the hospital, she goes to visit, and he says, I need you to take over my company. And she's like, no thanks. But then also, yes, because what a good way to show him, you know, that I can handle things and all this stuff. So he has a foreman who is really not happy that she's there. And the foreman is a single dad, and he turns out to be her neighbor once she finds a place to live. And they have a begrudging relationship at first. And then things start to go from there, and she starts to find her way and develop her relationship with her father, and also possibly develop her relationship with the foreman.
There we go. And more reveal.
Yeah.
So what was the source of inspiration? Like, what was the theme that led you to the story?
Ooh, I don't know if I had a really big inspiration for this one, but my dad owns a construction company.
Okay.
And so it was probably just easy for me to write about that because I grew up with his occupation, going to job sites with him, helping him pour concrete, finish concrete, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it was easy for me to talk about in the book. So I guess that's probably why I used it. But I don't know if my dad was like my inspiration necessarily.
Yeah.
But
wait, you don't want to be called and just take over a company and have a grumpy foreman who doesn't want you?
No, not really.
God bless romance.
I know, right?
I love this. So what kind of books do you tend to read?
Well, I tend to read women's fiction more than anything else. I like, obviously, when women's fiction has like elements of romance in it more than just the female arc. But yeah, a lot of women's fiction, like lot of Jodi Picou.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to ask like, what kind of women's fiction? Cause that's like a very broad, like, do you like friendships? Do you like social stories or like, you know, like a character arc, like growth, like a personal growth?
I love character arcs. I love growth. I don't usually enjoy stories that are like a linear arc. Mm-hmm. You know, I really want to see people grow. I guess I'm just kind of interested in that in general.
Yeah.
So my characters will always start out broken and learn something by the end.
I love this idea of like looking at the pinpointing the kind of books you like, so that it makes it easier when you find them. You're like, oh, I know this is going to be a fun story.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, like you read the first chapter and their life is broken apart, you're like, okay, this is going to be a good one.
Break my heart. Okay, here you go.
Here we go. We're going to see you come through. We're going to see you. Right. We're going to have the heroine's journey all together. You know. So, all right. Do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
Let me think. I just finished Mad Honey by Jodi Picou, which was phenomenal. I'm looking at my bookshelf now. Catherine Center, anything by Catherine Center is a delight.
Yeah.
Especially The Bodyguard. Have you read The Bodyguard?
I have it with it. It's my TBR, but
it's not, you know, everything is fade to black with her for the most part, but her writing is just delightful. It's like, and with The Bodyguard especially, I found myself laughing out loud. Which is fun to do with a book.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would definitely recommend her. Taylor Jenkins Reid, of course, obviously. I mean, she's a slam dunk. Her writing is like you're in the story, you know, and you have to wonder like Seven Husbands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, is this real? Like, am I reading a biography? Like, this is, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to Daisy Jones, the series?
And it's not even that far until it's coming out, right? Like,
no, it comes out
a
this
month
week.
or
This
two?
coming week.
This week?
Yeah.
Oh man, this is gonna be a big week for me.
It's gonna be a rubric. I think it comes out the your book comes on the second and this comes
Yeah.
out the third. So yeah. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Jennifer, tell us where we can find you online.
Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, you know, all the usual places. I'm at Jen Mill Writes everywhere. And then JenniferMillicanWrites.com is my website. And I have the first chapter of every one of my books available on my website. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Jennifer, for being on the show.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.